12-year-old boy recovering after being wounded in a shooting in Canton. Officers responded around 4:45 Thursday afternoon and found the victim with a gunshot wound to the arm outside his home in the 2100 block of 4th Street Northeast. He was treated on scene and transported to Waltman Hospital. Video shows a white Kia K5 and red Chevrolet Impala engaged in an apparent chase and exchange of gunfire before both vehicles fled. The investigation is ongoing. $1 million bond set for a Canton man charged in a Jackson Township stabbing case. 38-year-old Angus Wibbendorfer appeared in Massillon Municipal Court today. He's charged with attempted murder, aggravated burglary, and felonious assault. According to police, Wibbendorfer was linked to the case through DNA evidence collected during a February traffic stop by the Highway Patrol. He's accused of breaking into a home on Kentview Avenue Northwest in August 2016, repeatedly stabbing a woman, stealing items, and fleeing. A preliminary hearing was set for June 1st. A lockdown at a Canton library has led to an arrest. 18-year-old Carez Dansby of Canton was picked up today and charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. It stems from an incident March 12th at the Dehoff Memorial branch of the Stark Library. Police say the trouble began in the 200 block of Hartford Avenue Southeast after a dispute involving a vehicle. The suspect later returned, allegedly threatened to come back with a gun, and then pointed a gun at two people in the library. An arraignment has not been scheduled. The Alliance Board of Education asking voters to renew a 2 mil permanent improvement levy. Board members approved a resolution Tuesday to put the tax on the November ballot and requested a revenue estimate from the Stark County Auditor. Superintendent Rob Gress says the levy provides funding to maintain buildings and district facilities. The board also approved a nearly $976,000 contract with Teamcraft Roofing to repair damage to the high school roof caused by high winds in March. The costs will be covered by insurance. Decision still pending on a proposed property tax break for seniors and disabled veterans in Columbiana County. Commissioners say they're concerned doubling the homestead exemption would cut revenue to schools, fire departments, townships, and other local entities. Morning Journal reports the board has until July 1st to approve the tax relief for it to apply to next year's property tax bills. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says a statewide human trafficking crackdown led to dozens of arrests and rescued victims. During a virtual press conference Thursday, Yost said Operation Spring Cleaning included 15 search warrants, mostly targeting massage parlors, and resulted in 43 trafficking victims being saved. In Mahoning County, 35-year-old Timothy Tolson of Jacksonville, North Carolina, faces charges including compelling prostitution, cocaine possession, and corrupting a minor with drugs. Five men, including 56-year-old Timothy Powell of Canton, 58-year-old Larry Hitchings of Norton, are charged with attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. All have appeared in Mahoning County Court. Westbound I-76 in Mahoning County was closed for hours Thursday after a deadly fiery crash involving two trucks. Highway Patrol says a semi rear-ended a dump truck that had slowed for traffic near mile marker 52 in Milton Township. The impact caused the semi to burst into flames, killing its driver at the scene. The other driver was treated for minor injuries. Troopers say drugs and alcohol did not appear to be factors. A Mahoning County judge Thursday sentenced a Youngstown woman who pleaded guilty for a second time in the September 2023 drowning death of a toddler. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney in November granted a motion by 33-year-old Adrian Hudson to withdraw a guilty plea to charges of involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. A new trial was to begin Monday. Hudson received a sentence of 5 to 7.5 years in prison. She was babysitting 1-year-old London Kaysen and her own child at a home on Youngstown's west side. The coroner ruled Kaysen's death accidental. Hudson was released after being allowed to withdraw her plea. Undercover investigators allege they received cash payouts from video slot machines at two East Liverpool businesses, leading to gambling charges against three men. The investigation targeted locations on Lisbon Street during a May 6th operation. 36-year-old Sandeep Singh of Niles, 40-year-old Simrat Singh of Alliance, and 44-year-old Amit Kumar Vagsia of Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, charged with misdemeanor gambling and operating a gambling house. Cases pending in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Men accused of allowing illegal video slot machines to operate for profit. New budget at Kent State University bringing tuition and fee increases for some students this fall. University officials say the Board of Trustees approved a $711 million spending plan Wednesday that includes about a 3% tuition hike for incoming freshmen, along with smaller increases for housing and meal plans. Graduate students and out-of-state students will also see about a 3% increase. Current in-state undergraduates will not see increases under a 4-year price freeze policy.